Good evening. It is Amina Sade. It is Sunday. It is 5:30 p.m. We are starting out a little later this evening. It is Sunday. It is partly cloudy, 38 degrees, a cold night in New York City right now. We had the first snow day of the season yesterday here in New York City. I love the holiday season here. Fortunately, unfortunately, I'll probably be in the house most of this winter. today's topics. First of all, how was everybody's weekend? I hope everybody had a fabulous weekend. I had a relaxing, chill weekend. I got a lot of things done. I'm good. Honor's good. We're good. The topics for today, we are going to talk about... We may only get two topics in because the first two topics are pretty big topics. We're going to talk about breastfeeding versus formula for all the mommies and mommies to be out there. And then we're going to talk about social media. So both those topics have so many things that we can point on and speak on. So those are the two we are going to talk about today. Again, it is Sunday. It is 5:31 p.m. New York City. It is 38 degrees outside. It is cold. It is partly cloudy. I am Amina Sade. Thank you for joining me. I'll return in a few after this break. Enjoy. Some Mozart for your mental. Hope you enjoyed that. That's my baby music. So, breastfeeding versus formula. Oh, wait, guys. Before I get started, I don't have Facebook Messenger. I have a lot of people trying to hit me up on Facebook Messenger. Facebook Messenger? Am I saying that right? Correctly? I have people hitting me up on Facebook telling me that they sent me questions on Messenger. I do not have Messenger. Maybe I will get it because I've had more than a couple of people tell me that. But if you have questions and you would like me to address those questions during any of my segments, you can, of course, email me at worthyofabillion, that is all spelled out, worthyofabillion777@gmail.com. Again, that is worthyofabillion, the number 777@gmail.com. You can email me your questions there. Just have subject topic, podcast topic, and I'll know exactly what it is, and I'll definitely get that on the list of things that we're going to talk about during my little segment. Okay, so a question I get asked often, oddly enough, I get asked this question by strangers and passerbys, like when they see me just, you know, rolling down the street, walking down the street with the baby in the stroller, and then when people actually see how small he is, how old he is. I have people ask me all the time, do you breastfeed? Yes, I breastfeed. Actually, I was doing both. But I mainly breastfeed. It did take a second. So I would tell people, I wouldn't tell anybody anything. I would give the advice to women out there who this is your first time breastfeeding. Give it a second. Some people say give it 2 weeks. I'll even go as far as to say give it 4 weeks. Give it the first month because every child is different. And some babies take longer to latch on. But that is definitely the healthiest source of nutrients and vitamins for the babies to get. So I'm definitely a big fan of breastfeeding. One of the reasons at first in the hospital, the first 2 days, which I don't really think the first week of a baby being new into this world, there's any complications in terms of if the baby can't latch on, like they don't know how to do everything, they're learning things. So don't let people pressure you into feeling that, you know, because you didn't get it in the first 24 hours, you're not going to get it. That's a lot of pressure, and when you step back from the equation and think about it, it doesn't really make sense.
So give yourself and the baby time to adjust to one another and to learn how to do this, because that's what your breasts are made for. And he or she, they'll get it. Trust me, they'll get it. It's a little frustrating, but just have patience and you'll get it. And it's the best for them. Like, it's the best for them. It's the best for them. I also think it's the best for us. Like, the bond that you're developing with your child as you're breastfeeding is one like no other. And it's also soothing and relaxing once you get the gist of it. That's my little one in the background.
Good boy.
Once you get the gist of it, it's very relaxing and soothing. It's almost like therapeutic. So please, ladies, breastfeed. In the next segment, we're going to talk about that formula. And I'm going to give you my opinion on it. I did use it for a bit, so I'll just give you some more details about formula. We'll be back. Amina Sade. So, of course, you guys know where I stand. Boobs are for babies. I know it can be a lot, but don't give up in those first couple of weeks, those first few weeks. Have patience, be persistent, and be consistent, and you guys will both get it, both baby and you. So now on to formula. I mean, thank God we live in a world where we do have alternatives. I feel like formula should definitely be worst case scenario. First of all, let's talk about milk. We're the only mammal that drinks another mammal's milk and gives it to our young. Like, every mammal produces milk for their youth. And yet we're the only ones walking around. Cows aren't walking around drinking human breast milk. Cows aren't drinking goat milk. Goat's milk. So, like, we're literally the only animal. Not the only animal, but the only mammal that I know of. I could be wrong. But from what I know, we're the only mammal drinking another mammal's milk and giving it to our babies. Something about that just doesn't sit right with me. And I talk about milk separately because formula is not milk. At least milk, we know where it comes from. We know what it is. What is formula? Let's see. I'm looking at a bottle of Enfamil right now. It comes in a lavender, well, it's like the blue and gold Enfamil colors. And then this particular type of formula is Gentle Ease. It's in a lavender can. It eases fussiness, gas, and crying. Works in 24 hours. Okay, we're going to look at these ingredients. We're just going to read the first 5 ingredients because it has about 50 ingredients. So, corn syrup solids. I'm just going to let that sink in. Let me repeat it. The first ingredient is corn syrup solids. WTF is that? Partially hydrolyzed non-fat milk and whey protein concentrate solids, aka soy. It says in parentheses soy. Vegetable oil, palm olein, soy, coconut, and high oleic sunflower oils. Okay, then it goes to list a bunch of things that I don't even know how to pronounce. It does have calcium in here, vitamin B, and folic acid. But, like, what's partially hydrolyzed solids? And corn syrup solids. Like, what, and why is corn syrup the first ingredient? And something that I'm supposed to be giving my baby more than a few times a day. What the F is that? So, I don't know. I'm a person who reads ingredients. And that just, doesn't really sit too well with me. I'm like, I don't really want to give my child that. I don't really want to give my child that. Soy's not too good for you. I know everybody's going crazy right now over soy and tofu and all that shit. But soy's not too good for you. I definitely don't want to. It's not too good for us as adults. I don't want to give it to my baby. I don't want to give my child corn syrup solids. Whatever. This is just a lot. This is a lot. This is like a 24-hour conversation as opposed to a few minutes of conversation. You have options in terms of fattening up your newborn or whatever it is. If you're trying to make your newborn healthy, just make sure they're getting all the... If you're breastfeeding even for 20 minutes on each nipple every 3 hours, the baby should be getting enough vitamins, is what I was told from several latching consultants and doctors and nurses. Yeah, we're running out of time, but we're going to talk about, for about 2 minutes, we're going to talk about different options that you may have, healthier options in terms of what you can do if you're having difficulties breastfeeding, but you don't want to use the formula, but you still need your baby to eat. There are a few things that you can do. So, a few healthy options that you can try out. In terms of, because a lot of the time is like the doctors like want you to fatten up the baby. So I would say coconut oil. We talked about coconut oil on Friday. Coconut oil, as I told you guys on Friday, it is very good for brain development and bone development. So if you just like, the thing with coconut oil though is like, unless you're warming up the bottle. Everybody doesn't warm up their baby's bottle, depending on how old your child is and everything. So if you're warming up the bottle, like room temperature formula or room temperature milk or whatever you're giving your baby, is going to make the coconut oil hard. When coconut oil is cold, it turns into a solid form. It's only liquid when it's warm. So the coconut oil, you can either, even when it's hard, you can just put a bit in the baby's mouth. It's good for thrush. It's an antifungal. It has antifungal properties in it as well. So it's good for thrush and whatever other bacteria the little baby may be ingesting, you know, due to being new in the environment. So I would say coconut oil. You can put it in warm milk in the baby's, a little bit in the baby's bottle. Or you can just put a little bit on the baby's tongue once a day or twice a week or whatever, however often you feel you need to. Everybody's situation is different. There is something you can use rice milk, I would think. I would stay away from the nut milks. They give you, I think the alternatives that they give you usually in the hospital are soy and cow's milk. So, but some people don't want either. So I would say you can try rice milk. There's a brand rice milk called Rice Dream, and it's enriched and it has calcium and vitamin D and vitamin A added into it. And it's pretty, if you taste it yourself, it tastes like water pretty much. But it has some of the ingredients and properties that the baby needs to grow. You can try flaxseed oil. You can try putting rice cereal in the milk. And you can pump. Everybody, I don't pump. I didn't have good luck pumping. Everybody has different experiences with pumping. I've seen people pump 3 bottles of milk off one breast. I didn't have a good experience with pumping. I don't know if my pump is whack or what. I think it's the whack pump. But I don't really pump. And I'm lucky enough to be in a situation right now where I don't really have to leave him with anybody with bottles. So I'm not concerned with pumping. Again, I would say avoid the nut milks, as in almond milk and things like that, until the baby is old enough to know, because those are things most people have allergy, not most people, but people, that's a common allergy. So you don't want to be like, I don't put almond oil, I don't put certain oils on my body anymore, because I don't know if the baby's allergic to that yet. So, yeah. There are some options out there. You do not have to give your baby formula. Social media. How do you guys feel about social media? Clearly, I got a lot of questions on this.
So clearly people have some questions and concerns. First of all, what is social media? Let's see. They define social media as social media are computer-mediated technologies that facilitate the creation and sharing of information, ideas, career interests, and other forms of expression via virtual communities and networks. Some of these networks in which we are most aware of in our daily lives are Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, all of these outlets. They're all types of social media. All right, so pros versus cons. Let's wait for that. That's a lot. Pros versus cons. Do you promote on social media? I was asked. Well, clearly you don't follow me. No, actually, I'm lying. That's a question I asked. That's a question. These are my two questions. Okay. I'm a little confused here, guys. Okay, I was asked, do I post for likes? Do you post for likes? That's a question. Do you promote on social media? That's a question I had for my listeners. And has it been a success for you? That's the backup question, the follow-up question to do you promote on social media. If the answer is yes, has it been successful for you? And if it has been successful for you, tell us your secrets and let me share. Because let me tell you, for me, first of all, do I post for likes? That is like yes and no. I say yes and no is because, like, do I really care if these, deep down inside, I don't really care if random strangers like me. I barely care if people who are around me like me. So that being said, I am also an entrepreneur. I'm also an artist. I'm also putting myself out there and trying to get myself out there as far and as much as possible. And right now, social media seems to be the best way to do this. So on that level, on a business level, I do post for likes and I do care if people are liking my stuff. On a personal level, no, I don't care. I don't really give a damn. It's a lot, social media, and it's not for me, but clearly it's for a lot of people. I've seen people get so many, get great success via social media. So I like intermediation, and it hasn't been the most helpful with me in advertising and selling my brand. So that's why I asked the question, do you promote on social media, listeners, and has it been a success for you? I recently also just deleted my Instagram account. It was no reason in particular. I just woke up, I think it was like Friday. I didn't delete it, I'm lying. I temporarily disabled it. I was just over it, like, without even thinking, my fingers automatically go to Instagram as soon as I pick up my phone. I was just like, girl, get a grip. And I don't even think I'm one of those people who's like really addicted. I'm not even, sometimes I'll just go to it accidentally without even meaning to. Well, obviously, that's what an accident is. So sometimes I'll just click on it without meaning to, and I'm on Instagram. I'm like, how the F did I get here? I was trying to look up a word online or something. But my fingers just automatically do it. It's very weird and disturbing. And yeah, I just deleted or temporarily disabled my account. It'll be back up soon. But yeah, social media is a lot. We said this was a big topic. It's going to take us more than one of these segments to talk about social media. Amina Sade, we'll be right back. Send me an email with those questions and with those answers if you guys have been successful on social media, branding yourself, and building your business. Send me your info. Tell us what you did. Tell us what you're doing. Word. Pros and cons of social media. All right, so I'll say an obvious pro is that
it's an excellent medium to promote your content. That's an obvious pro. Like, I feel social media has just brought so many people together that at one point in life, I'm sure, I thought that they were alone. But now, because you can be in a hole in the wall across the world and have communication and see what somebody's doing in New York City, you know what I mean? And see the similarities and the differences you guys have. Yeah, it's an excellent medium for promotion. What else? I think another pro would be it provides a lot of data, let's say. So you can get a wide range. If you're searching for something on social media, you can see a wide range, kind of what I got to in the first, with the first pro. You can see a wide range of, and a variety of that one thing. And different people with that one thing, whatever the case may be. So if you want to Google, you know, who knows? People Google and look up all types of crazy things. So, but social media does help with the provision of variety and a lot. Yes, baby. What else are some pros? I have a list of about 20 pros here, so I'm just trying to... Oh, it's low income. It's low cost. It's probably the lowest cost form of marketing, because if you have, like, all those sites, all those apps are free. Facebook is free. Twitter is free. LinkedIn is free. Pinterest is free. All those things are free, and it allows you to connect with anywhere from 10 to millions of people all across the world. And yeah, that's a pretty big pro, I think. And your possibilities, your audience potential is endless. Like, you can have the possibilities for that are endless. And like, what if your message goes viral? There are people who, you know, I don't know if there's anyone who was like getting 3 likes their entire Instagram career, and then all of a sudden they have one message that went viral, but I'm sure that it can happen. What if your message goes viral? That changes a lot. It also offers you a closer connection with your clients. So, like, for people, you'll see, I don't know, I, like, follow a lot of people who are in fashion. So you'll see people, or even, no, let's talk about people, someone who's a little more broader. So let's talk about just celebrities in general. Rihanna's a singer, and I feel like social media has allowed her and a lot of other artists, but I'm just going to use Rihanna, to engage her audience and so much. And with that engagement, they're able to follow you even more. They probably would have been loyal anyway, but now that they feel so engaged in your life, they're definitely going to follow everything that you're doing, and they see everything that you're doing, everything that you allow them to see. And I think customers and your audience, I think they love that. A lot of people do. Some cons, I feel like it can be addictive. I feel like the information can be unreliable and sometimes false. It's public, so like everyone's knowing. If you're like a blogger and you're posting your locations all the time, that's a lot. This one, I don't know if this is true, but it says it's hard to measure return on investment. You don't have any control. That's another, like, your audience controls you, I feel like. I could be wrong, but I feel like your audience controls you. And it takes a lot of time. I feel like that's the biggest con. I don't think people are like, oh, she's just social media famous. That takes a lot of time, all the time. You have to keep these people engaged. Just to take one selfie sometimes, that perfect selfie of you, that, it takes so much time. We talked and rambled a lot this evening, guys. It's time to wrap it up. New York City, it's mostly cloudy now. It's 38 degrees. It is Sunday.
December 10th. I am Amina Sade. It is 6:19 p.m. I hope that you enjoyed our episode today.
Say bye, Honor.
Peace out, guys. I'll get at you guys tomorrow. Amina Sade. Thank you.